Hey there! Welcome to day three of our series. Today, I'll be covering an important topic, the do's and don'ts of practicing yoga. Yoga is a pretty individual experience, and it's different for everyone. It's hard to stick with rules and guidelines because everyone's bodies, minds, preferences, and needs are so different. But I've come up with a few do's and don'ts that can be applied to everyone. Especially when you're new to yoga, it's nice to have some general ideas of what to do and what not to do. Number one is, do wear comfortable clothing so that you can move comfortably. You want to have the right attire that makes you feel comfy and allows you to stretch and get into all the poses. Usually, women wear stretchy pants and tank tops. Loose-fitting shirts can slide up over your head when you bend over, so it's nice to wear spandex that hugs your body. Guys often wear sweatpants or shorts, as long as they are nice and stretchy. Do dress appropriately so that you can move in all the right ways. However, don't feel the need to spend a lot of money on expensive gear right away. The more expensive the brand doesn't necessarily mean it's better quality. And you want to make sure that you know what you like before you invest in your yoga attire. Anything you have at home that feels comfortable is great. Number two is, do purchase a real yoga mat. Some of my new students have tried to use fitness mats for Pilates or other workout classes that are thick and foamy. Unfortunately, these are not good for practicing yoga because they are slippery and hard to balance on. Yoga mats are thin, sticky, and textured for better balance. They are also longer than most fitness mats, so you can fit your whole body on it lying down. Again, you don't need an expensive mat. Most stores these days, like Target or Walmart, have pretty decent $20 mats, and that should do just fine when you're just starting out. Do get a real yoga mat. Don't use a fitness pad. Number three is, do find out if you need to modify any poses if you have injuries. If you're pregnant, have a joint replacement, or some other physical condition, I recommend Googling what yoga poses are not recommended for you. That way, you know what to avoid when you're trying your first yoga session. Don't avoid yoga altogether because you think your body isn't strong enough, flexible enough, fit enough, thin enough, or healthy enough. That's what yoga is for. Start where you are, and take your time improving on your yoga journey. Do look up personal modifications. Don't give up on yoga just because you have a physical limitation. Number four is, do start small. Try a beginner course to start. It can be as short as 10 minutes when you're just starting out. Daily Yoga has a great beginner program that will help you get adjusted to the postures and the practice of yoga. That way, you can start from where you are and slowly build. Don't try a really hard pose or sequence before you're ready and get injured or discouraged. Lots of people give up on yoga because they pushed themselves too hard and didn't take it at their own pace. This journey is just for you. So enjoy it and take it slowly. It's more likely to stick that way. Do start small. Don't give up because you pushed yourself too hard. Lastly, number five is do have fun. Try to take your first few classes lightly. Just be curious and open and see what happens. Don't take yourself too seriously when you're just starting out. This, again, can make you want to give up. Have fun, laugh at yourself, and take it easy. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.